Good morning, Bay Area. It's everybody's boy, Zuchi Mang. And you're listening to the New and Improved Morning Roast with everybody's boy, Joe Shasky, and my boy, Joe Spadoni.
Oh, heck yes.
Oh, we're back. We know. We're just letting it roll. I know Matt doesn't like that, though. We got to speak immediately. We got to get that audience's attention right now. And when we were just talking, was the director of sports, Lucas Alexander, who joined us in here. We're just talking about, you know, our past weekends. And, you know, Chasky was like, oh, yeah, look at my son. We were at church. That's great. Well, you know what Chasky's doing? He's at church. Thinking behind the curtain. Yeah, he's praying to God, but he's also sending texts in the group chat about who should be in the Hall of Fame and who shouldn't be. And we got into it yesterday a little bit. It's sports, you know, sports getting into it. It's nothing real here. But, you know, Antonio Gates had his speech over the weekend. Who else? We had Eric Allen, Jared Allen. And I'm missing one more. But there you go. We had the Hall of Fame introductions over the weekend at Canton, Ohio. We had the Hall of Fame band.
Sterling Sharp.
Thank you. That was the other big one. Thank you. I think those are the four. And, you know, Antonio Gates was shouting out Philip Rivers. And I was just like, yeah, Philip Rivers, Hall of Famer. Right?
No.
Not for you.
No.
Why?
My algorithm for the Hall of Fame is very straightforward. Can I write the history of the game without talking about you?
You don't think you can?
No.
What? Isn't involved in one of like the craziest trades ever on draft day.
Oh, okay, great.
Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and Philip Rivers.
Guys,
it's one of the craziest
not everyone
ever.
Goes into the Hall of Fame. I know that in basketball, we just throw people in. It's honestly makes my head explode. He's a very good player who stuck around for a very long time and put up some pretty prolific numbers in the passing era, okay? He has no signature moments at all. Never finished but one time, tied for third in MVP voting, never inside of the top three, okay? Never, ever, ever had any playoff moments, never, ever, ever did anything in terms of individual accomplishments on the field. He's a good player, like he is, but during the Big Ben, Peyton, Tom Brady, Mahomes, like go right down the list. I like Philip. He never was that dude. He just wasn't. And if you're not going to be one of the more prolific stat padders of that era, because Drew Brees stat padded way better than he did during that exact same time, like, I'm sorry, like, no, you fall on the cutting room floor. You're a good player. You had a great career. That's okay. Not everyone needs to go in the Hall of Fame. It's pretty straightforward to me.
I mean, he's going to get into the Hall of Fame.
He shouldn't.
He absolutely should not.
What?
It's ridiculous.
Sixth all-time in passing yards. 63,000.
It means nothing.
What?
It means nothing.
Matt Ryan should be first ballot.
Wait. We cannot say that means nothing and then say Frank Gore finished top three in rushing all-time and then he deserves to get in. Like, that is not.
In the passing era where they created rules where it's significantly easier to throw and everyone drops back more than ever, you're diluting the passing numbers, yes, number one.
He played in both eras, though. He played in the early 2000s when they were just having that shift over. He was part of the reason it turned into the passing era, Joe.
You're going to let him in?
You have to give him his.
You're going to let him in?
Yes, Rivers. I'm absolutely going to put him
in. You're showing your youth and your bias.
No,
there's no reason
because he was
Philip
one of the
Rivers
best
should not be in. No, he was not. No, he was not.
Absolutely, he was.
Okay, when I think of Philip Rivers, you know what I think of? Losing.
Okay, that's fine. You can think that.
That's losing
to who? All
Hall
of Famers.
Barely making the playoffs ever. And when you did, you lost.
Okay, because he was on the San Diego Chargers who had the most
the greatest running back of the
ever.
Era, the best tight end of the era, and the quarterback and the rest of the team underperformed. He's a good player. He had a hell of a career. Not everyone goes in the hole. The hole is not special if we're letting anybody in. We're just like, everybody's in. Hey, you stuck around for 15 years. Get in there, baby. Hop on in. Hey, Carson Palmer, Matt Ryan, get in here. No, guys. It's for the elite of the elite, not just anyone. Come on. Like, is Anquan Boldin going to get into the Hall of Fame? No. You know why? He was a hell of a player. A hell of a player. He is not the elite of the elite. Larry Fitzgerald is. All right? When I look at guys, great example, Ricky Waters had a hell of a career, has a great argument for being in the Hall of Fame. He should not be a Hall of Famer. He's not the elite of the elite. I draw a distinction. When you want to get into the Hall of Fame, it's for the best of the best. And if I have to like twist myself into a pretzel to make an argument on why you should come in, you have to have one of two things. Unbelievable individual accolades.
He does. 62,000 passing yards,
No one in a bar is like, hey, 62,000 passing yards. No one's saying that.
I'll just say he's top six all-time in passing yards.
So
421
what?
Touchdown passes, sixth all-time.
He dropped back 45 times a game.
240 consecutive games played, which is second most all-time for quarterbacks, which is a pretty good stat because we use it all the time. Oh, Brett Favre, the Iron Man. Oh, Cal Ripken, the
Brett
Iron Man.
Brett Favre was the MVP 3 years in a row. He won a Super
Bowl.
I'm not talking about MVPs. I'm talking about
240 consecutive games.
Brett Favre was one of the best players of the 90s.
I didn't compare him to Brett Favre there. I compared him to the consecutive games played.
Phillip is a good player, okay? He doesn't have the team accolade or the playoff moment required, the prerequisites, nor the individual hardware to be in the Hall of Fame. Okay, come on, you guys.
You're going to be mad when he gets inducted, and that's fine.
No, he shouldn't be in.
I'll be clapping for him, and I'm going to be happy for him. And he's going to get in, and I'll be very happy when that day comes. And Antonio Gates is going to be in the stands at that point. So there you go.
He had good enough teams to do better than he did.
Yeah. If his safety or cornerback, Marlon McCree, didn't fumble the ball after intercepting it, they would have beaten Brady in the playoffs. That's Philip Rivers' fault. Oh, and by the way, they would have hosted Peyton Manning in that game, in the AFC Championship game, and Peyton would have lost. And then Philip would have gone to the Super Bowl. All right? So it's his fault, though. Yeah, it's his fault.
If fans are butts.
Yeah, it's his fault. Sure. No. We'll blame Philip Rivers for the secondary.
We're just like it. Yeah, he was a really good player. No one is denying that. Was Anquan Boldin a great player? Yeah, he's a great player. Great player. And actually, he had the Super Bowl moment Philip wishes he had, right? Like, but the reality is like, hey guys, the Hall of Fame is for the best of all time.
Who had a better career? Eli Manning?
Eli Manning, because he beat Peyton. What are you talking about? Stop. Eli has the playoff moments. It sucks. I don't think he should have been a Hall of Famer, but you know what? You cannot write the history of the game without talking about what he did against that Patriot team. Not once, but twice.
And therein lies the problem when it comes to Hall of Fame voting and how
so
we
are we going to let Phil
criteria.
Simms in? Are we going to let Boomer Esiason in?
Who said
these
anything?
Guys had better individual performances in the playoffs, better individual seasons.
Sure.
Boomer Esiason was the MVP of the league.
Let's put Rich Gannon in there too. Why not? Let's do that.
Well, just because you hung around for a long time and put up a bunch of numbers.
That matters, though. You're saying just hung around. He was a good quarterback for a very long time.
Okay. If you hung around for a long time and you were top two, top three, top four, I'll listen to you. Top six or seven, get out of here.
The people, while we're talking about this, Hall of Fame, it happens. We all have our own definition for what the Hall of Fame should be.
What's your definition?
Well, my definition is I know it when I see it, and that guy is a Hall of Famer to me. He is. It's simple. Is he a Hall of Famer or not? And you have to answer right there. Philip Rivers, I say Hall of Fame. Yes.
You really do?
I do.
Yeah. I never, it's no. Not even close.
That's fine.
Not
Steven
even close.
Steven in Oakland wants to put a bow in this conversation. That's fine. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steven, good morning.
Hey, I'm just going to address you as new guy. Basically, you don't know ball if you think Philip Rivers deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Basically, the whole career, you can say he's better than the average quarterback, but never was the best quarterback at any time while he was in the league. And you could say that about every quarterback in the Hall of Fame, that at least one point in time, they were the best.
No, because Eli Manning's going to go in there and Ben Roethlisberger are going to go in there, and they were at no point the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, but they had magical playoff moments.
You just said it, magical. Sorry, that magic doesn't happen in San Diego. It happened for that entire city.
Ben went to multiple Super Bowls. Multiple, right? Like, come on. Like,
you're acting like he was the reason they didn't get to the Super Bowls. It wasn't his fault. The guy had to play on two torn ACLs.
No one is blaming him.
Torn ACL,
Joe, it's the Hall
MCL.
Of Fame. The threshold is higher. It's the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. Not the, were you really, really good? Philip was really good. It's the Hall of Fame. So either you're leaving an imprint on the game and the history of the game, meaning if we write out the history of the game, we are talking about the Steelers teams that Big Ben Roethlisberger was a part of over over and over and over again. And he lost one to Aaron Rodgers, for crying out loud. Like, Eli Manning stopped a perfect season, then went back and won it again. And I had a first row seat to him beating the 49ers. The numbers will not tell you. He had one of the best games in evading sacks I've ever seen in my entire life. He was unbelievable in the NFC Championship game. They went into the frozen tundra and beat the Green Bay Packers. Like, Vic had done it as well. But it was such a difficult accomplishment to do it at that time. Eli Manning, as much as his regular season was very, very, very mediocre, he has these magical playoff moments that are the prerequisites that elevate his mediocre regular seasons, which Philip just doesn't have those.
Yeah, because, you know, he had better teams around him too. Eli Manning. Again, team sport, going back to wins
he's
and losses.
He's throwing a Mario Manningham. I mean, let's not act like he's throwing a Jerry Rice.
Yeah, Plaxico Burress. Come on. Plaxico's
no, Plaxico's a great.
He was really
great.
Jeremy Shockey, as you mentioned, he was very good.
Love Jeremy Shockey. I love Jeremy. Jeremy Shockey played for, like, you know, 10 years. He cut his own career short. You know, Jeremy Shockey should have been better. Look, Philip was an excellent player. I'll say this, and this might sound controversial, and I said this to you guys in the group thread. If I take a step back and I look at Frank Gore's career, and I love Frank Gore, I understand the argument of Frank's not a Hall of Famer. Now, he's top three all time, and he hung around forever and stat padded forever. There's no denying it. In the era that he was in, you could make the argument not one season outside of 06 was he the best or second or even third best running back in the game at any given individual year. Go back and look at the 06, 07, 08, 2009, 2010. Like, there were some great running back seasons. Great running back seasons. But I also step back and go, all right, this guy did this in an era where everyone was throwing the ball and running backs got marginalized, and he hung around for as long as he did. He should probably wait for some time. Maybe he should get in. I'm a Niner fan. I want to see him get in. Had he got that Super Bowl, I think he would. He has some great playoff moments. Like, I understand the argument on why Frank Gore should be kind of like hanging at the rim. Not necessarily a slam dunk. I don't think he should be a slam dunk to get in, right? Like Roger Craig. I hear everybody on Roger Craig, and I know that's a big one every year. I get why Roger Craig is getting held up. Now, the argument for me is, I don't know if I could write the history of the game without talking about Roger Craig. Played on a back-to-back champion. Was the first 1,000-yard receiving and rushing running back ever. You don't get Marshall Faulk and LaDainian Tomlinson without the evolutionary piece of Roger Craig. But I also understand why he's been waiting for so long. Like, not everyone should get in. Is it doesn't make it special. I think the Basketball Hall of Fame, we would all agree, is very, very diluted.
Well, yeah, because you just said it right there. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. So there's college, it's not the NBA Hall of Fame. And I do think for the most part, as we're talking about the Hall of Fame votes, because we got a couple people enshrined over the weekend when it comes to the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And, you know, I do think they get it right for the most part. NFL's really good about the guys that should be in there are in there. Are there any ones that currently bother you that people are that
no, but
are
like,
in there?
Here's an example.
I think they get it right for the most part. They
well,
do.
Well, I mean, like Patrick Willis, 6-time All-Pro.
Yeah, he's an absolute.
Like Pro Bowls are one thing. 6 times in a row at All-Pro. It had to wait a little, and it was probably the right decision to have him wait. But to me, gold standard at the position for those 7 straight years.
Yeah.
No one gets better. No one ever saw Phillip Rivers like gold standards of the position. Similarly, I didn't say that about Frank Gore. Gold standard, hell of a ball player. I put Gore more in like the Anquan Boldin. Like, man, just a great player. Would love to have him. I don't know, man. Like, I get it. I get why people would be hesitant on it.
And my argument for Phillip Rivers is just because he wasn't the best in his conference or in the league, that's not a slight against him. It speaks to how great and how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks there was at his time. Just all the people that are going to be in the Hall of Fame there. So, yeah, he might get the short end of the stick here. But I did see him, and you might not say they're big games in the playoffs, but I've seen in do or die games, like in a given regular season, where we give all the credit to Peyton Manning for being a great regular season player. And he was. He won a lot of MVPs because of that with the Indianapolis Colts. But I saw him shrink time in and time out, and I would still not trust him ever to win a big game in the playoffs. Like he just wasn't that guy. But in the regular season, we give him all that credit.
He went to how many Super Bowls?
Peyton Manning?
4.
He went to 4.
Okay? He went to 4.
And how many of those Super Bowls did he look
good
in?
He also broke the touchdown record.
He looked good in any of those Super Bowls?
Broke the yardage in a season record. Like, he has individual accomplishment. How many MVPs? 3, 4?
I just said that. Individual accomplishment. I hear you on
that. He's got all of it. He's got team hardware and individual.
He sucked in the playoffs. He did. So okay. We're just
relative to what he did. Yes. Just like Lamar Jackson has sucked in the playoffs relative to what his MVPs. Philip doesn't have anything. Philip played with the best running back and tight end of that era.
And as I was saying,
we act like he didn't have teammates.
Tom Brady, Hall of Famer. Peyton Manning, Hall of Famer. Ben Roethlisberger is going to go into the Hall of Fame. I guess Eli Manning now is going to get into
He'll
the Hall of Fame.
Probably get in.
Drew Brees is going to go to the Hall of Fame. The guy that he replaced in San Diego, obviously, he's going to get in. Aaron Rodgers is going to get in. So, yes, he's probably not going to get in. And if he does, it's going to be like a senior committee 20, 30 years down the line.
He was a really good player.
And like 20 grandkids later.
Really good players, to me, like they fall a little short. And, like, it's just how I view it. Like, again, like I use Anquan Boldin as an example. Maybe he gets in one day. I doubt it. He was a great player. There's a difference between Larry Fitzgerald, first ballot Hall of Famer, and Anquan Boldin. And I love Anquan Boldin. I love Anquan Boldin. And Boldin has the playoff moments.
If I was going to give you, let's look at this Niners team right now. So you got Trent Williams, you got Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, George Kittle. Which of those guys do you think is going to be, has the best chance of being first ballot Hall of Fame?
Probably Trent. I think Kittle, for a variety of reasons, is going to get in there. I mean, you just look at his numbers and his passing touchdowns and all that stuff. Like he's gonna get in there somewhere.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't know about first ballot.
Does first ballot matter to you?
Yeah, there's a big difference between first ballot. Okay. Yeah, like Ray Lewis, first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? Like Charles Woodson should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. There are certain guys like Lawrence Taylor, like the best of the best of the best.
Right.
Those guys deserve Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott. You know, like there's a difference between those guys. And I love Bryant Young, but there's a drop off between first ballot and Bryant Young. And I love Bryant Young.
That's 888-957-9570.
Maybe I'm the only one that makes that distinction, you know? But
no, well, I kind of got jaded on it because of the whole Terrell Owens thing. And it became like a personal political thing, which I did not like. You cannot tell me Terrell Owens isn't one of the three greatest wide receivers of all time. It's Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens. That's it. But the fact that he wasn't a first ballot because he was a headache in the media, like, come on, man. Come on. And that's going to be another litmus test. And this is a different level because he's not like the kind of person this guy I'm about to mention is. But like when Antonio Brown, when it's his time, like, how are we going to view that? How are we going to view that? I don't know. Is he still on the run, by the way? Where's he at? Is he in the Middle East?
I don't know. Antonio Brown. Ugh.
Well, but he... Talent-wise and what he did on the field, his first
10-year run, I'd put up there with Calvin Johnson,
exactly.
Jerry. Like, he had a 10-year run that was as good as anyone's. But again, like, there's a lot to go with it. So, but I also view quarterback different than the other positions. Anthony Munoz can be one of the greatest offensive linemen of all time. To be in the quarterback discussions, yeah, going to the Super Bowl is a part of that. And, like, Lamar Jackson, everyone knows he's great. He is great. He will never be in that all-timer list till he gets to the Super Bowl and eventually wins one. Like, that's how we judge these guys. That's what separates, like, and when I look at the pitchers, like, Clayton Kershaw winning a championship changed who he was. You know, you have to have the championship hardware at certain positions. In basketball, no one could tell me that T-Mac is anywhere close to some of the great players. He didn't even win playoff series. You know what I mean? Like, winning the championships, when we're separating the best of the best, that is the differentiator. You know, Aaron Rodgers, I think, has an argument as one of the most talented quarterbacks ever. Why is he never going to be in that conversation? Because he's got one ring and that's it.
Only one Super Bowl appearance, too.
And that's it, right? And so, yeah, like, if that position is a little different. Fair or not.
I know we're getting heated about it in sports, but I love these kind of conversations. I love talking Hall of Fame because everyone has their own different kind of criteria for what it is. And this is what they're doing in Canton too. Is the whole process is fascinating because you'd have guys in there, the Matt Maiocos of the world that have covered like the Niners forever. You have certain these Hall of Fame voters that are there caping up for these individual players, coaches, what have you.
Well, who's going to cape up for these Chargers?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's just not... That's why he's behind the eight ball, too. Like, I do think there's something to be said about playing for a franchise that has been... I know they're not losers, per se, but for my lifetime, like, the Spanoses, like, and them owning them, like, they're a cheap group. And they don't have the best coaches. They never have. Schottenheimer was a guy that could never win the big one. And outside of that, it's been who? Norv Turner's been, like, the guy. Anthony Lynn? Like, you know what I'm saying here? Like,
I hear you.
Philip would have... died to have Jim Harbaugh as his head coach.
Yeah, but how many other quarterbacks would have died to have LT and Gates? Let's not like he didn't have stuff.
I know.
He had stuff.
I know, and they contributed, and then they were great. And I would and listen, I think Gates would be the one to tell you, maybe I'm not here where I'm at this past weekend, you know, being inducted to the Hall of Fame without Phillip Rivers because of that connection.
Not.
So like it takes two to tango, if you will.
Look, again, Rivers is a freaking awesome player. I think he's not a Hall of Famer. He's just, he falls short for me. Him like, or, the Hall of Fame is for the best of the best of the best.
Him or Matt Ryan?
I think both are not Hall of Famers.
Okay.
I don't have Matt Ryan as a Hall of Famer. No way.
Okay.
No way.
Because like, he's going to have, again, as I'm mentioning.
I don't care about the counting stats at quarterback position in this era.
He does have an MVP.
I think they're, not that I throw them out the window. It's just they're a little diluted. They are. Like, it's never been easier to move the ball via the pass.
He does have an MVP. Matty Ice with Shanahan.
Okay.
Does that mean you said accolades he's gotten? So
yeah, but like again, I never viewed Matt Ryan. He's a good player. He's not a Hall of Famer to me.
Okay.
I think he falls way short.
Okay.
Way
Fair
short.
Enough. Fair
it's kind of laughable that it's even in the discussion for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Another one that came to mind for me is Cam Newton. He won MVP.
No.
He got obviously he's not a Hall of Famer, but I'm saying he had Ron Rivera as his coach and he got to the Super Bowl. Just saying.
I like Cam.
Again. A great player, had a great run, but like, no, like, guys.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer at all.
To me, again, maybe I'm holding the Hall of Fame in a higher regard than some of you, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong and I need to lower my standards.
How many Hall of Famers
should be in the league at any given time? 500?
I just think it speaks to the era in which he played in that there was so many good Hall of Fame. I just mentioned how many Hall of Fame quarterbacks in his... Tom Brady. So we're talking about Phillip Rivers in the era he played in. So let's go through it right now.
Brady, Breeze, Manning, Rodgers, Big Ben. That's five off the top of my head.
Eli's going to get in. That's six.
Yeah, and Eli, again, I think it's a very similar to Curt Schilling, right? Because Curt Schilling, I think, in baseball is very similar to, like, you can't write the history of Red Sox baseball without what he did with the bloody sock. He should get in.
I think what's holding Curt back is a little different,
he's a jerk.
Though. Yes, exactly.
I mean, he's got the TO problem.
What he said, exactly. There's a little bit more when it comes to that.
But Cam Newton, like, not even a chance.
No, not Cam. I'm not going, no. I'm not going Cam Newton. But he was a fun player. And if this was... Like, if we use the basketball Hall of Fame rules, Cam would get in because of what he did in college.
Yeah.
He absolutely would.
Yeah.
And that would have mattered. Not in this conversation, though. It's different.
No.
It's just the NFL. It's not what you did in college. He's a college Hall of Famer. He has an argument, Cam Newton, to be maybe one of the greatest college football players of all time.
Kurt Warner played during that time.
Kurt Warner's another guy. That's a good one.
Multiple Super Bowls. Yep. I mean, three total Super Bowls.
Yep.
Won one, lost two, resurrected the freaking Arizona Cardinals. Again, you look at his body of work, it's not as robust as some of these other guys, but when he was out there, it, like Gale said, he had an unbelievable, prime.
And listen, maybe I'm going to be on an island here when it comes to Phillip Rivers and caping up for the guy. I just don't think, we should be crushing him because he wasn't But he wasn't Manning. He wasn't Brady. He wasn't Roethlisberger. That's okay. Those guys are all first ballot Hall of Famers. I'm not saying Phillip should be first ballot. I do think he has a place in Canton, Ohio, and maybe you feel differently. Philmo Mike wants to join the conversation. What's up, Philmo?
Hey, what's popping, man? Hey, this is an interesting conversation. Chesky, I think you're preaching a little, you sound a little preachy, to be fair. You can't.
Hallelujah, doggy.
No, what I'm saying is more so you kind of can't really tell someone like Spadone, like, hey, bro, how do you feel like, how's he a Hall of Famer? With his eyes, he was a Hall of Famer. Now, like, to me, Phillip Rivers is borderline, but Frank Gore should be first ballot to me. If you're talking Hall of Fame, we're talking stats. It don't matter if you padded your stats, right? To me, is Christian, like, and then also I wanted to talk about this. To me, people throw out that word Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Future Hall of
too
Famer.
Too flippantly.
Way too freaking
much. Yeah, I agree.
Like, is McCaffrey, like, y'all be on your talking like,
no.
McCaffrey's a future Hall of Famer.
No, he has Hall of Fame talent, but that doesn't mean he is a Hall of Famer.
That's a great way to put it. There's a lot of players that's out here, Hall of Fame talent, but that don't mean they necessarily go land in the Hall of Fame. So, like,
great point.
You guys are having a great discussion. It's kind of like millennials versus Gen Z or whatever. But Spadonia, millennial, we all millennials.
All millennial, like, yeah, technically.
Like, Philmo, on like, the Frank Gore thing, like, I'm trying to step back and be realistic here. And I said this to the guy, and they thought I was crazy. I was like, hey, look, I love Frank Gore. He's one of my favorite players of all time. But I understand the argument of, guy was never the top two or three running back. And he, again, similar to Phillip, played in an era with Adrian Peterson, played against the Marshawn Lynches. Look at a guy like Matt Forte's career or Thomas Jones's career. Those guys, to me, are not Hall of Famers. They had incredible year, like 10-year runs that were out of this world. I'm talking about Matt Forte and Thomas Jones. And people were probably rolling their eyes at those names. Those guys were great.
No, I love Matt.
CJ2K had some unbelievable years. That doesn't make you a Hall of Famer, right? I think part of the Frank thing that's interesting is that, yes, he stuck around for a very, very long time. And I also put into, he had playoff moments, should have won a Super Bowl, he didn't, whatever. But also, in that era, to be a running back and survive when they were all disposable and to end up third all time in the greatest passing era of all time, that to me is where I like, all right, I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, you got to go through. Chesky, you're trying to be political. Bro,
no.
We're talking Frank Gore, bro.
I love Frank.
Listen, bro. He's a Hall of Famer, dog. You could put him wherever he played for a long. That's part of being in the Hall of Fame. He did what he had to do. You talk about Arian Foster. Frank Gore played for like 10 years.
I know.
Arian Foster, you had Priest Holmes. He's not a
Jamal Lewis.
Adrian Peterson, but he's not low as Matt Forte. Hell no, bro. And Marshawn Lynch is similar to Frank Gore.
Well,
not to a Super Bowl. He actually won one. So my point is, bro, when I seen Frank Gore play, he wasn't the one or two, but he was, bro, he was a top two, three running back for 4 or 5 years in the league. Also, an excellent blocker.
No, I agree.
Fullbacks ain't in the Hall of Fame. He's an excellent blocker. So, like, you have to take account of all of that, bro. Like, he ain't no Matt Forte. No, Matt Forte had a good 4 or 5 years, though. That was going crazy.
Well, that was all I was trying to say. Philmo was like, you know I'm going to cape up for Frank Gore. But the reality is if you step back and you're another team and you're looking at this, like another fan, I'm like, the way I'm viewing Phillip Rivers, it's right. Like, well, I get where people are coming from.
See, for me, it gets to a certain point where, like, and I know you're scoffing a little bit at the overall stats, but, like, I bring that up because it does get to a point where it's like, man, this guy's just going to keep like being hella consistent every single year up into his late 30s, early 40s. At some point, you just got to tip your hat and say, you know what? The consistency alone, he's a Hall of Famer. That's so hard to do at that level for so long, especially a running back. And again, a quarterback in the NFL too. When he's like, I remember, like, I'm going to go back and look. Rivers had a hell of a win. I think it was Mahomes' breakout season. It was Sunday Night Football, I want to say, and it was in Kansas City, and he had like a comeback with like the Mike Williams of the world and Keenan Allen. It was old man Rivers going up against Mahomes. Like, that is a moment I'm going to think about. Maybe he won't, we'll never remember it, but it's something I was watching and I was like, wow, Phillip Rivers, old man Rivers, still has it. He's 38 years old. He's going to have like a 26, 27 touchdown season, 10 pick, like kind of a year. Like, and they're going to be a playoff team. And what did they do? I think that season they upset the Baltimore Ravens in the first round, Lamar Jackson, and everyone's like, oh, wow, he still got it. Like, I know. In the grand scheme of things, no. They weren't going to go anywhere that year, but they had an upset in the first round against the Ravens in Baltimore. You know what? And that, I think it was his last ever, you know, win there in the playoffs. So I hear Philmo, and I hear you, and I hear all of it. I think what we've learned is we all have our own criteria when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Do you have the passing yards up in front of you?
Can I just add something here?
Yeah.
Just to be clear, there is no one in the top 15 of all-time rush yards that is not in the Hall of Fame.
The other part is the guys that are above him played decades before when running the ball was obviously the number one thing. So like that matters to me. When you pull up the passing stats, I bet you the top 10 have all played within the last 15 to 20 years.
Here, let me pull it up.
All the
right
top
now.
10 all-time. I bet it's all current modern players.
No doubt.
Whereas I look at, like, Walter Payton hasn't taken a carry in 40 years.
But all these guys are probably going to be Hall of Famers, too. But so Tom Brady, obviously.
Okay, Brady.
89,000. Drew Brees.
Just retired.
Real quick.
Just keep going.
Real quick. 90,000 passing
I know. It's,
yards.
It's, but that's,
that's insane.
But Joe, that's, I think, passing yards as a metric compared to rushing yards, like, They're just, I view them differently. Keep going.
Drew Brees, 80,000, Hall of Fame. You would agree?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, 71,000, Hall of Famer. Brett Favre, 71,000. Ben Roethlisberger, 64,000, Hall of Fame. Phillip Rivers, 63,000, not in the Hall of Fame. Aaron Rodgers, 62,000, still playing, going to be in the Hall of Fame. Matt Ryan, 62,000, number eight all time. Dan Marino, number nine, 61,000.
For Dan Marino to be that high, it's just incredible.
Well, remember, like, that was the big deal passing him at the one point.
Keep going.
Matt Stafford, 59,000. That's good. If Stafford wins another one, he has a good conversation.
But do you see the algorithm? Now, if we go to the rushing leaders all time, I guarantee Frank is the only guy in the last 15 years that's even sniffing that list, whereas eight of the, whatever, 10 or 11, have retired within the last 6 years.
This is what, Derrick Henry probably the closest one?
I don't even, is Derrick at 1,300?
LT's on here, Adrian Peterson's on here, they're both in the top seven.
So Peterson's at what, 16,000, 15,000? 18-something is Frank Gore.
Peterson's at 14,900.
What?
Peterson's at almost 15,000, 14,900, and LaDainian Tomlinson's at 13,600.
Yeah, I'm going.
Tomlinson's been retired for forever. It feels like
active players. The only one that has a chance to keep rising up, and they will, is Derrick Henry.
What's he at 13?
He's at 19. So he's 19 overall in the ranking. He's at 11,000. But he's going to pass Steven Jackson, Fred Taylor, Thurman Thomas, Franco Harris, Marcus Allen, Edgar and James, Marshall Faulk. He'll pass a lot of these people. He will.
Do you see where I'm going from? Like the difference in the leaderboards, it's never been easier to pass. I'm not diluting how great these guys are. I'm saying that the numbers aren't going to be the end-all, be-all. And if you're comparing, like, if you and a bunch of other guys are all in the same boat and you're less than them and you don't have any individual accomplishments, like, yeah, it knocks you down a few pegs for me.
I think those are accomplishments, though. We're kind of glossing over the fact that they are even in these conversations. Like, that is a lot. The fact that they played that long, you can say it's stat padding, which I think diminishes how good they were for very long.
Joe, if you and your buddies were having a beer.
Batting, like, dude, that's hard to do, to be that consistent and play at that level.
Again, this is where I go history of the game. If you and your buddies were sitting around a bonfire, a beer,
I'm never
whatever,
say
no one's
Rivers.
Going Phillip Rivers. Like, no, you're going to rattle
off
those.
You know what they'll say? He was pretty freaking good. He was pretty freaking good.
After 10 minutes of conversating about Rodgers, Brady, Manning, Big Ben.
And
he
did beat those guys, too. He did beat them. He did. Kevin and Sonoma, before we get to Fast Five, though. Kevin and Sonoma, real quick, 30 seconds or less, Kevin. Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame should be Roger Craig. Why is he being overlooked? First a fullback, then turn the halfback, got 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. The first one to do it. Why doesn't he get his respect? Thank you.
He just there
you
doesn't.
Go. Clean and succinct. You know what gets its respect? Fast Five. I love Hall of Fame conversations. NFL, again, I think they do it the best. They do it better than anyone else. We're still going to have disagreements on who should be in, who should not be in. We're always going to, you know, hang on to our guys. I do think Frank Gore's going to be in, whether it's first ballot or not.
I think he
not.
Should wait a little, though. We'll I do see. Believe he'll be having to wait.
Well, the one that you thought was interesting yesterday.
Well, it's just the most overrated player of the entire generation.
Jason Witten?
He's a good player.
He's
going to
be
really
eligible
player.
Next year is why I'm saying that. Jason
but
Witten.
Like Frank Gore, I would make him wait.
He'll be a first ballot.
Yeah, I know. And that, I don't think he's. Witten was a very good player. A very good player.
He was one of the best tight ends in football for a good stretch. He was. It was
he
him
was,
Antonio
for
Gates,
me, he
Tony
was
Gonzalez.
Never the top two. It was Gates. It was Graham. It was so many other guys. Witten was a good player. He was a really good player. I'm not taking. Like Gore, you can make the argument he was never the best tight end in the league any individual season.
He has a couple first-team All-Pros, which tells me he was considered by...
Jeremy Shockey has two first-team All-Pros. Jeremy Shockey has half the yards of him.
But again, he doesn't have the longevity of a Jason
Witten. Do you remember Ben Coates? Ben Coates has three first-team All-Pros.
Yes.
Ben Coates was awesome.
Yes.
Half the yards. Why? The eras were different. You didn't throw the way you throw now, you know? You just didn't. And so it's just, again, being a Cowboy is going to elevate him. He's going to get in the better player on that team. And he got in a couple years ago.
Jason Witten
DeMarcus Ware.
Jason Witten came in the league literally a year after Shockey. So if you want to use that, like they were the same era. And he played even longer than him.
And
they were the same era. I'm sorry.
Joe, and I'm taking Shockey's prime over Witten. That's all I'm saying.
That's fine.
It's going back to the Gore thing. Like he stayed around forever. He's a very good player. I'd make him wait.
He's not going to, Carter.
No, because he's a Cowboy. Well, all the Cowboys get in.
What's your final thought, Joey? What's your final thought?
You young whippersnappers need to watch the history books and actually like go on YouTube and watch some old football. Watch some old football. I think that you guys are you guys need to have a little more perspective.
We did.
The thing I just saw is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
We're talking about our era, Joe. Like, that is our high school era. We watched those guys ad nauseum.
Uh-huh.
See, I think you need a little bit more perspective on this. I do. Carter, what do you got?
I agree with you on a lot of it, Chaz, because I don't know why you're looking at me.
Thank you. I'll take the victory lap.
My final thought is I'll throw one more at you guys, one that I've been seeing circulate online, which is Derrick Rose a Hall of Famer?
No.
I totally agree.
In basketball, though, he will get in for all his contributions. But no, like he's one of the great woulda, coulda, shoulda.
He's the Hall of What If. Yeah.
Like, oh, he was in if he didn't get hurt, probably. Yeah.
It sucks. That happens to people. It does. He would absolutely be in if he didn't get hurt. But he got hurt. He did. Steven.
I watched this video, just these guys breaking down Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God.
These idiots, these young, LeBron's the greatest player ever. And I'm like, oh, God. Again, more people who didn't watch Jordan in his prime. It's like, okay, it's the same thing I see with Favre. They look up at Favre and like, look, I know, Favre threw a ton of picks. Favre was the baddest dude on the planet for three straight years.
It was amazing.
The best player on the planet. I hated his guts.
I was only going the Favre comparison, like the Iron Man streak. Like, that is something I don't scoff at. I think that is a big deal that Philip played that many consecutive games. It's impressive. It's impressive. Right, Risotto? Isn't it?
Very impressive. Real quick. I want to shout out the Mark West Jr.'s Little League World Series. They represented in Santa Rosa. The Santa Rosa team, Mark West Little League, they just fell 1-0 to Illinois yesterday in the opening game. It's a double elimination, so they do play Texas Tuesday. But the Juniors Little League World Series, Mark West team from Santa Rosa. Shout them out.
Shout them out. And that was Fast Dive brought to you by Xfinity. Introducing the 5-year price guarantee, one consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Steiny, Guru, next, brought to you by Fred.
Are they Radio Hall of Famers?
Yes, here for you, here for good.